Alina Cho, and I'm a leader here at New Philadelphia, Itaewon. I recently came back from a week-long missions trip to Borneo, Malaysia. I will be sharing our team's field report and my missions testimony with you today. I will start first with the field report. From January 26, 2015 to February 2nd, 2015, our team ministered in the state of Sarawak on the island of Borneo in the nation of Malaysia. During our time in Sarawak, we worked closely with Pastor John Muteng, our local contact through Native Partners for World Missions. We had the opportunity to travel to 10 Native Longhouse communities where we got to pray for over 100 families and witness 80 cases of physical healing. During our house visits, we were even able to lead one person to Christ. One of our more dramatic healing testimonies was of a woman who was completely paralyzed on her left side, and through the prayers of the saints, she ended up gaining mobility in her limbs. Amen. Praise the Lord. Our mission field in Sarawak has over 48 longhouse communities, yet many of them are unreached. Our local contact, Pastor John, has been working in the area for over 30 years and is the lead pastor of Baka's Church, which oversees 9 longhouse communities. Our ministry with Pastor John in the longhouses was marked with a lot of quality time. We drank lots and lots of Malaysian tea, coffee, and Milo, and also danced a lot. We got to participate in the cultural dance of the Aban tribe while also teaching them our local our own VBS dances. As we gained trust and deepened our relationships with the local people, the Lord released an abundance of joy, healing, and restoration. God revealed his healing power everywhere we went and marked 2 church services in particular with a real outpouring of the Holy Spirit. While being fully present with the Longhouse people, the team also got very intentional to honor Pastor John and the other local ministers every chance we got. Even after we return home, they are the ones continually sowing into God's precious ministry in the missions field. God is truly doing an amazing work in Malaysia. He's breaking off the bondage of generational occultic practices. He's setting people free both in the spirit and in their physical bodies. We believe that as the Lord continues to empower his people in Borneo, there is a coming transformation for the entire nation of Malaysia. Thank you so much for your prayers and finances in making this trip possible. I will now share my personal testimony. From January 27th to February 2nd, our missions team was sent to minister in the jungles of Malaysia. Every day we visited different longhouses to have fellowship, prayer, and end each night with a revival service. Each longhouse has at least 50 people living together. The longhouse itself is basically a very long house that is divided into smaller sections inside, inhabited by different families. There is one big porch connecting all the homes together under one roof. At the longhouses, we partook in hourly tea time, where we would have sugary tea and chocolate Milo, and were taught the local dances and songs, like the Jesus Poco song, which means God is the tree and we are the branches. As we ministered according to the leading of the Spirit, we saw God release his healing power everywhere we went. During the revival services, we would also see numerous people responding to the altar calls every night. God was working so powerfully, healing the blind and the paralyzed and encountering his people, as he also allowed us to deepen our relationships with the locals. But out of all these memories, the most powerful point on this trip for me was the last day. On the very last day, the 3 churches where we had been ministering throughout the week gathered together for a joint Sunday service. It was incredible to see all the families and congregations together in one place. People who were struggling for joy just earlier during the week, or who had been going through years of sickness but became healed, were all smiling from ear to ear and were so happy to see us again that Sunday. The joy of the Lord was definitely upon the people. I was so blessed and also filled with amazement to see how God's pure joy can transform a person. I know this service was going to be special. At the end of a powerful message from Todd, our team preacher, who led an altar call for those who wanted to experience the Holy Spirit. More than half of the congregation came up, and many stated to encounter the Holy Spirit for the first time. People everywhere were encountering the Lord, crying out in tears and also laughing in joy. During the ministry time, there was one woman in particular that I felt like I should pray for. This was the woman who hosted our team on the first day we arrived in Borneo. We had built a strong relationship with the lady and her family while staying with them. And when I went to pray for the lady, she opened her eyes, she saw that it was me, and just bear hugged me. We stood there embracing each other for a while. And at that moment, I felt that the joy that was inside of me, the joy that only comes from the Lord, the joy that never goes away regardless of what difficult situation I face, that this joy was filling her up inside. Simply through our embrace. And the lady began sobbing. In that moment, I felt like God was showing me that this joy he had gifted to me also has the power to heal deep hurts and wounds. This joy has the power to bring breakthrough in people's lives where they had been struggling with this hopelessness. I just stood there embracing this lady, amazed that God would use me as his vessel and also speak to me so clearly as he ministered through me. And when the lady broke away from our hug and opened her eyes to look at me, I saw such refreshment and such a new light in her eyes. This woman was not the only person with whom our team built a relationship. As I looked around, people left and right were being transformed by the joy of the Lord that radiated from within us. All that we received from the Lord during the months that we spent training, praying, and fasting, meeting up, was being poured out. All the prayers that we were receiving from our church were bearing fruit through the relationships that we built and trying to learn the local language and dancing the out-of-your-comfort-zone dances. In building trust and friendship, we were doing exactly what God wanted us to do. By sowing in acts of service before even arriving in the field and speaking the cultural love language of quality time once we got here, through every small and big thing that was sown into this trip, God was able to work mightily. In that moment, I was able to see the part that I played as a minister in God's bigger masterpiece. In closing, I'd like to share a Bible passage with you all. Psalms 92:4 says, "For you, O Lord, have made me glad by your work. At the works of your hand, I sing for joy." Please continue in praying with me that the joy of the Lord would continuously be poured out over the people of Borneo and the local pastors. Pray that they would encounter God in a new way every day and be strengthened by just seeing his goodness. I know that just as God used me, he will continue to use your prayers and work through the beautiful people we met all across Borneo. Thank you, and God bless you for making this amazing ministry partnership possible.